Hey, wake up.
You have found the Numbers Podcast. Welcome to the Numbers Podcast. In this episode, we will review the number of UFO sightings in a year's time. UFO is an acronym for Unidentified Flying Object. Over the past few years, another acronym, UAP, is being used too. It stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. Please stay tuned. We will return after this short musical interlude. How many UFOs and UAPs are reported in the USA every year? It depends on the source who's collecting the data. The government agency, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, also known as AARO, was started in 2022 with the mission to minimize technical and intelligence surprise by synchronizing scientific intelligence and operational detection, identification, attribution, and mitigation of unidentified anomalous phenomena in the vicinity of national security areas. That's a mouthful. Early in March, they released a report which basically says all UAPs can be explained. Nothing to see here. Move along. You can go to their website and read the report. If you are having trouble falling asleep, it will cure you. There are other public organizations that collect and review reports of UFOs and UAPs. Some of the older established organizations include the National UFO Reporting Center, also known as NUFORC, located in Davenport, Washington, and established in 1974. Also, the Mutual UFO Network, also known as MUFON, is located in Cincinnati, Ohio, and was established in 1969. A new organization, the Unexplained Anomalous Phenomena Sightings Reporting System, or also known as the UAP Sightings Reporting System, was recently started with a slick website that one can freely access to read detailed accounts of UAP and UFO cases, as well as make your own report. The site was created by Micah Hanks and can be accessed at uapsightings.org. Micah Hanks is a writer, podcaster, researcher, and speaker whose interests cover a variety of subjects, including history, archaeology, science, and the future of humankind. Micah's podcast is named the Micah Hanks Program. I highly recommend it for a level-headed, grounded, and interesting look at all things anomalous. To review data at the MUFON website, it appears one needs to pay first to join the organization. They have a podcast named the Official Mutual UFO Network. It's hosted by Richard Beckwith. I also recommended this podcast. Okay, here comes the numbers. At the website of the National UFO Reporting Center, also known as NUFORC, they indicate they have recorded over 170,000 cases since they were established in 1974. That is an average of 3,400 cases per year, or over 9 per day. At their website, they freely allow access to a summary of these cases. As of today, March 21st, the latest posted report is dated March 12th, so they are fresh. Between March 12th, 2024 and March 12th, 2023, a year's time, I count about 3,956 reports of unidentified objects in the sky, on the ground, or under the water. That is over 10 per day. Both rates are over their historical average. If there are 330 million citizens in the USA, the reported cases in a year is about 1 per 84,000 citizens. Per the website Our World and Data, the average person knows about 600 people. So I figure you have a 1 in 140 chance that you know someone who viewed a UFO in the past 12 months. If you believe that you have observed a UAP or UFO or phenomena related to it, please consider submitting a report to any of the organizations mentioned above. I recommend first UAPsightings.org. Thank you for listening to the Numbers Podcast. To paraphrase the physicist Tom Campbell, be an open-minded skeptic. If you'd like to send a comment, ask a question, or suggest a topic, please email me at mynumberspodcast@gmail.com. The email address has continuous letters with no spaces. Until next time, be love.